And we were created to worship God. We were made specifically to give Him praise. We are specifically designed to worship God. So when He created mankind in the Garden of Eden, and He saw His marvelous work, He was well pleased. He was like, wow, uplifted that He made this special creation that worships Him. And so you are a worshiper. You are created to His praise. The Bible says that, in fact, Jesus said that God is in need of a worshiper. He's seeking somebody to give Him praise. He's seeking someone to worship His name. That's you. And so, when you come to realize that, you know, His quest for you is not only to save you, but to receive your worship and to receive your praise, it's amazing that He goes through the utter limits just to hear you worship His name and lift His name high. But imagine if you pass away. Imagine if your life ends. Then who's going to worship God? Because your worship is specifically tailored to you. It has a special savior. It has a special aroma to His nose, to His nostrils, that when you open your mouth and you lift your hands up and you just begin to shout His name, He just gets blown away. And no one can worship God like you can. No one can praise His name like you can. But you need to be alive. Because once you're dead, once you're gone, He's gonna have to settle for what you gave Him before. Memories. Because you can't worship Him when you're dead. Take time to give Him praise and glory. I hope you tune in tomorrow to this special message. Maybe decide to visit us at AOC. God bless you.